I don't know if you're here, but welcome, welcome, everybody, to the Holy Shift podcast. Right now, I am just sharing with everybody. We're getting this going, you guys. I am going to do a daily card read, and I think I know what deck I want to pull from, but we are taking requests. All right, so we share to everybody on Instagram. Let's get back to the room. Hi, Eric. Hi, everybody. Hi, Vac. My girl. All right, so let's share again. What happened? Didn't want to share through email, you guys. Discard. Hi, JJ. What's up, girl? Alright, so I was going to send a message to somebody so they can see when it comes on, and bear with me, you guys, just a few more minutes, and we will get started. Where'd she go? We've got my amazing music going on, and there we go. Send it to a few of you. Let's see if it's sent to everybody else. Oh, maybe not. Well, I'm the thank you, Vacuum. I love you. Dina, I got you, girl. Let me just, I'm trying to share this with a specific person. I don't know if they're even in here. There's seven of us in here, and I don't even know if this person's in here, but she wanted me to send it like this, so just bear with me one moment. I'm getting my stuff together. All right, so there we go. Done. Oh, there we go. Okay. I think we got it going. All right. Welcome, welcome, everybody, to the Holy Shift podcast, where we're shifting everybody's energy from negative energy and fear to love and joy. JJ has been on and going. I love Vacuum. I love you. I love you, Eric. I appreciate everything you do. You are like the greatest promoter of all times. You will go down. Or not go down. You will rise up with every single one of us that you've been promoting. I promise you that. We appreciate you so very much, Eric. You are absolutely amazing. We're just getting started here, you guys. If you haven't been here, I got a total of 11 card decks, you guys. 11 of them. So we are getting in the business. I finally got the website up. It is at wholeeshift.com, and that is a hub to where you can connect with every social media account that I have. And hopefully you guys like it. If you guys have any feedback or, you know, constructive criticism, I am definitely willing to listen. And yes, I will. I'm willing to work on it and morph it. It is with help of you guys, we can do what we need to do with that site, right? So I'm going to get some other music on. I got to find, all right, this is the top tracks. Let's stop our wonderful music from that crazy motherfucker, Bruce, from the Sex Connection podcast. He is quite wonderful. We appreciate him. Rainscape, maybe? I don't know. What are we feeling today, you guys? Let's go back. Alright, so let's go to this song. This is one of my favorites. Alright, so welcome, you guys. I think I would... Hi, Yana. I appreciate you all for coming. I honestly think that I would like to pull from my new card deck, which is Work Your Light. If you guys have checked out my Instagram, there's a picture of the new card decks. So go ahead and check those out. They're quite beautiful. I am so happy. I was inspired by Cha-Cha, our great Cha-Cha, to purchase the Life Purpose deck by Doreen Virtue, and they are absolutely beautiful, completely beautiful. It's on my Instagram, Dina Jo. If you guys look at my Instagram, it has a picture of the new decks, and I really like the Work Your Light deck, and it's really beautiful, and the pictures are kind of mystical and magical, and I love the pictures on the cards, and kind of great for us light and energy workers out there. It makes me feel at home with them. So I'm gonna pull a daily card. We started at 11:11. It's now 11:17. So it's 10 if you add that all up. So number one, we're on track, right? Start at one. So let's shuffle these guys and see what we got for the day for just everybody, okay? Hello, Sober Mike. Welcome to the Holy Shift Podcast. Hi, Esther James. Welcome, welcome, you guys. We're just doing a quick card reading here. A daily card pull, just in general, and we may do a reading for somebody that we love in here, if they're willing. Definitely. So I shuffled the cards, you guys, and I'm going to spread them out. And when I get the video camera, you guys will see I spread them out in my arm and my hand. It's kind of like I'm holding a baby. My cards are spread out in my arm. And I have them here ready, and I just flow my hand over them just to pull out the card that, like, kind of pulls my hand to it, my opposite hand. Start to feel a tingle. When you feel chills for no reason in the heat of the day, or you just feel something tap on your shoulder, that's the spirit, that's energy working through. Hi, Taz. Give me 1 second. I am pulling a card for the day, girl. And we pulled boundaries. Ooh. So we got to learn to establish our boundaries, maybe. That's what this card's telling me, Taz. It's just a general read for everyone in the room, everybody listening. And if you're listening in the future, this is apparently resonating with you. Or you can be here. So we gotta establish our boundaries. Are you having to set some boundaries here, Taz? Is this really resonating with you?
Heck yeah.
Ooh. That's so funny.
That is so funny. Because every time I call you, it's like, this is exact. I'm telling you, Po, you are my spiritual advisor for life, okay? For life, okay?
I got you, Mama. All right, God. So our boundaries. It says, where do we need to establish better boundaries, you guys? We all need to establish these boundaries, but where are we lacking in boundaries of ourselves? We have to have our boundaries. Yes, we share and we help others and we love them, but we have to have boundaries with them as well, or else we will just continue to deplete ourselves, right? Yep. Or give to the wrong people, maybe. Yep. So I'm going to read the book. It says, where do we need to establish better boundaries, you guys? We are being called to create clear boundaries in our lives. Could this be with our friends, family, work? Could it be with society, maybe, as a whole? Saying yes when you really mean no, the book says, leads to resentment. Do you want to have that energy, that negative energy within you when you, because you make that choice to say yes instead of no, but do you want to harness that negative energy within you and that resentment? The book says it's the biggest energy drain ever. We don't want to let people have our energy, right? At first, it might only be a little bit and not feel like a big deal, but before you know it, your energy field becomes porous and you're left feeling depleted and resentful and taken advantage of, and you just need to recharge and get away from it all, right?
Yep.
So saying no and having clear boundaries is actually more spiritual than you realize. We have to have boundaries all the way around so that we can focus our energy for our highest good, the people around us, everybody's highest good, okay? The most giving, loving, compassionate people are those with the clearest boundaries. For when they say yes, they are able to give unconditionally. When your boundaries are clear, others know where they stand and you are able to give freely. When you are not clear with your boundaries, this causes confusion, resentment, and energetic cords to be planted. We don't want to have cords attached to anybody's negative energy, right? We don't want those type of cords. We want that love and that flow of unity and understanding and joy between us, right? I'm going to connect JJ here. It says, if you are saying yes when you really mean no, you were likely needing something yourself. Ask yourself, what part of me needs something from them? It could be a need for approval, a fear from being a certain way, or a fear of like losing out on something. Maybe they'll see you in a different light. We don't want to hold that resentment and that negative feelings, because that's just going to continue to grow and you're going to feel like you're out of control. We need to have control in our lives, you guys. We need to have control of our energy so that we can focus for our highest good, right?
I agree.
The book says the best way to gauge your boundaries is to check in with your belly. Your belly has... So your heart and your belly both have brain cells in them, okay? Everything is connected. You can scientifically look this up if you don't believe me. I can't tell you exactly which scientific report or research paper says this, but it is proven that there is brain cells in your gut. So when your gut is feeling sick in that moment, when you're like trying to decide something or you're stepping into a situation, you get that intuitive gut feeling.
Yes, and silence is key.
You know what's crazy right now? I just want to tell you the numbers don't lie. I'm listening to Todd Norrie in this music, Biha, that we always listen to in my room. The likes are at 444. The dislikes are at 12. Three fours equal 12. You guys, this is eerie. The numbers don't lie. This is all a reason. It's resonating with us for a higher purpose, okay? Your gut, your belly is the second brain. It has an intelligence known as your gut feeling, the book says. Tune into this space, and when you decide what is okay with you, make sure you're tuning in with your gut and your feelings to know that it is okay with you too, okay? How do I admin somebody? Because I need to admin one person in general. How do I do that on the phone, you guys? Okay, well, how about... It's not allowing me. Okay, it says view profile or block.
It should have admin in the middle, I believe. If you click on that picture.
Maybe I didn't update it right. How? But if they're not go by the room, or maybe? I can't see that, though. You know what I'm saying? I can't see that name anywhere.
It popped up for me, and I didn't even know what the hell it was.
So, yeah. We have a wonderful person. Once I decide, I find out who that person is, it'd be great. What are you doing? Okay, so I'm trying to add an admin, but I don't know how it works, you guys. Right, I agree completely, and I'm not just. I'm just trying to figure this out real quick.
Fuck bitch ass Ace.
Yes, let's not
okay,
put
well,
that.
If Ace ain't got no haters, she ain't doing something right.
So can I quit? Let's see. No, I don't want to exit. And, anyways. Are we good? Do you want me to just go, or what's up? Let's just go. Okay, so we gotta find our boundaries, and I'll update this app, and we'll have better boundaries. Just letting you know, okay? Work our light. Where do we better need to establish boundaries? We decide what's okay and how it feels. What is trying to communicate with you? Well, we're just not allowing that to communicate with us when the negative things embrace us, right? When they try to confront us smack in the face, we just don't give that power. We continue our purpose and our continue towards our goal and work towards the highest good. And that's just letting you know that you are making a change in this world. If you're affecting somebody that bad to where they have to put that intention in the world, right? Just saying you're spreading that love because it's getting under skin. You're spreading that love and it's penetrating that hate. Can you feel it? Because it won't stop. It's just smacking us in the face. It's so beautiful how we can affect so many people in that with that love and that light. It's just amazing. We set our boundaries, you guys. And we cannot always control what's outside of our physical being, right? And it's so hard to remember what our true light and our true soul and our true purpose is in this life. We have to go within and close our eyes, close everything out, everything. The good, the bad, the ugly. Close it all out and go within. And listen, feeling those waves with low today, listening to the music and just being in that very moment and ignoring everything that's on the outside of us, everything. You know your power is there. You feel it. You're not going to let anything at all bring you down. And use that. Harness it. Follow it. Always come back to it, right? Always come back to that. When you're in that moment and you're about to erupt, come back. Close your eyes, take a deep breath, and find that power because you have it in every moment. Don't give it away. Don't give it away. I love you all. Now, clear all that out. Let's burn some Palo Santo, you guys. Light this beautiful candle of love that I have. It's a yellow candle. These are chakra candles I purchased at my local store. And she's a great woman. She spreads that love and unity. And so we're going to light this beautiful candle of love and just spread that love. Like Lo was just preaching today, let's come out of love. And she didn't expect that she could be loved so much and she could be so full of this amazing energy. And realize we can harness that and touch that at any time. We don't need any outside influence. And once she realized that, you guys, is when she came to find her outside love, when she found her other half, her soulmate. Isn't that a beautiful thing? JJ's going to come back. Taz got me on mute. We've got 18 beautiful, amazing souls in here. Wherever you're calling from, I appreciate you spending time with me. JJ just joined us back, and I am wondering who am I think so. Taz, I love you. What do you have on your mind, Mama? Because I want to read JJ. She's never had a reading, but I want to know what's going on with you, Taz. Why you hang up on me, Mama?
I'm driving, so I didn't want y'all to hear all the rumbling and shit. And,
well, you're not even echoing, so you're good.
Okay, good.
But were you able to check out my cards?
Yes. I need my reading. I'm ready to be served.
She's like, I know the card deck. I know it all right now. Let's go. So which one is calling to you, Mama?
It don't even matter. Pull what you need to pull, honey.
Okay.
I'm four.
So let's see. I want to pull the energy deck for you because we were talking about energy today.
Yes. I've been going through some... You know what? I'm not going to say anything because I know it's going to come out.
Girl, you already know what is needed to be
spirit said. Is already, yes, spirit has already let me know what it is. And I already know it's going to come out. You're going to say everything that I need to say right now. Like, everything that I'm feeling right now. So, I'm just going to be quiet. Hey, Yana, I just want to tell you, baby, that once you start loving yourself, a lot of things will start becoming more to you. You will become more aware, and you will find peace and happiness where you thought you would never find it. So I am telling you that once you start loving yourself, you're going to see the world and life so much different, so much better. You're going to become so complete. And so happiness, because I feel the doll energy on you right now. And I just want to let you know, girl, that we all love you. I just want to let you know that whatever is going on in your life right now, it shall pass too. It is just to bring you to get out of that content. You're content and you don't need to be content. Like you're attaching yourself to things that doesn't matter. And once you
did we see this? Look at, I've got to, we got to pause real quick. You see, look, A says, welcome to the shit show here on the Holy Shift podcast with your spiritual advisor, Poetic, quote the Raven, nevermore. I'm not doing the sound effect, sorry. Get your reading, be in your feelings, see what meanings your life holds. But whatever you do, like and share, and remember that shit goes down here. And I also want to inform everybody, every single soul, spirit that's been in here, that will continue to come in here and try to disrupt the beautiful energy, but know that love will overpower hate every time. And whatever negativity you put forth in this sacred space of my podcast will therefore come to you tenfold. Ooh. So do you want that negative energy to come back to you? Just saying. I love all of you in here because love will overpower hate. And let me continue to pull your cards, Mama J.
And that is so true. That's crazy.
That's so beautiful.
It's so true.
What the hell? You were not even on my thing, Taz, and you're just talking.
Yeah, that is weird.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what's going on, y'all. I don't know. I think I'm in the spiritual realm.
Yes, girl.
She's in another dimension,
come
y'all.
Through. It's okay. Come through, though. Come through.
Oh, I have cookies for you guys.
We have, it says the fifth chakra. Okay.
Oh, man. Here we go.
What is the fifth chakra, you guys?
I don't know them in order, but I know.
Speak your truth. It's the throat chakra.
Yes.
Archangel Gabriel. The throat chakra is... You need to avoid being misunderstood. You need to avoid being manipulated. Do not let yourself be undervalued. Do not be that people pleaser that you have been. You know this. You're stepping out of it because you have been that. Especially today with your paw. This is so funny. This card comes up. Nine plus, so it's a 39 that's on this card. 3 + 9 = 12. That goes back to a 3, which is all these are the 3. threes in common, right? It's a forever number. It never ends, right? Try to divide anything with that number. You got to speak your truth in your own voice. Believe you will be heard. If you're out of balance, you'll stuff your feelings. That is what my chakra little chart says, okay? You are realizing that despite the place you are right now, you are in a place that you have to be under authority of somebody else. This is not where you're meant to be, JJ. You are a powerful soul. You are a powerful woman. You are meant to be doing some great things, and you will be in power. Just saying. And this has been happening to JJ. I know she's driving, but even before she was driving today, her energy is so fucking potent. She's been matrixing all day, you guys. And just saying, this is just confirmation here, that power. Once she is able to let go and fully speak her truth in all aspects, this is career, this is within her family. And she's finally spoken to herself, and that's why this power is so crazy. But she's gonna physically, outwardly speak her truth here soon. She's speaking it for all of those who she loves and cares about, and she is being true to herself. That's what her therapy is with this podcast. Haven't even opened the book, but we've already been on a vibe today. I told you I was getting chills before I even said I wanted to read you. Just so you know, this is a good reading today.
Yeah, I'm getting chills too when I'm driving, Lord. I know. This is a powerful testimony. I am ready to speak my truth. I am ready to stand up for righteousness. And, you know, there's some crazy things going on, even in my household, where I am being manipulated and taken advantage of. But that, too, shall stop, too. You know, and I'm starting to speak up and I'm starting to say certain things because, you know, I am always in authority wherever I go, no matter what I'm doing. But I do not believe in abusing my authority. That's the difference.
You exude this energy. You exude this strength and this power, and it's not power over people. It's the power of love, because you are exuding that love, and that you know that we are united. You know, and this is not I think, because it was for a long time. You know that this is all a whole, that we need to be working and together. Yes, chaos creates collaboration. It ends up like you said earlier, we have to have war before we have peace, correct? It's all a flow. It all flows. You can't have one without the other. It's evil. It's hard to deal with, but it is all in divine perfect planning, you guys. It all is. I promise you. Blessings, Rocky. Blessings. It says the fifth chakra is self-expression and speaking your truth. We're in the book, you guys. This is the Energy Oracle Cards. This is by Sandra Ann Taylor. Gabriel holds his trumpet in one hand, okay? And then a beautiful orb of blue light in the other. He is sending powerful energy to your throat center, acknowledging your power to communicate and your readiness to do so. Today you woke up. You knew it was different. You didn't know what it was. This energy is so potent. I got to get on. I got to speak it, because it's not going to stop. This nagging feeling is not going to stop until I get it out. I'm going to pod today. I went into the pod. Sue was there for it as well.
That's crazy.
He's sending you powerful energy. Go ahead, Mom. Yes. So it says.
I went live. But I know this. You're right, Ace. You know, I know this. And the Matrix, they can't stand it.
She already knew.
I'm telling you, y'all, my music is cutting on my phone and it's speeding up. Like, I've never had that happen to me before, but my music is going haywire.
Because your frequency, you're messing with the vibration. Were you in John DeVito's pod? I was in there for a little while and I was speaking, and I did his life path number, you guys, and we were talking about the energy, right? So he's science, and I'm like, dark energy, the empty space. It's not really empty. Do you believe that? He's like, no, I feel like there's something, right? So there is something. You tune into that frequency like a radio. Are you going to be in this frequency on 92.1, which is not love, which is hate and fear? And or are you going to tune into 104.3? You're going to be in love and joy and happiness. Where are you going to tune into? You have the power to tune in. You are that radio. Where are you going to tune into? Take your power back. Okay? It says, his energy, he is sending powerful energy to your throat center, acknowledging your power to communicate and readiness to do so. This angel opens up to your truthful expression, both with yourself and others. You've told yourself, you know this, you're starting to get that. Not that you are like, not that you don't have that courage or that you're intimidated, but you're getting that courage to finally like take that step over. You're right there almost to the summit. You're going to take that leap off of that thing. You know what I'm saying? Once that finally, because there's change here. There is change here and you feeling it. Once you decide to take that next step into that change, it's amazing. You may have had trouble, it says, with expressing your emotions and your ideas in the past, but Gabriel is here to tell you that your soul longs to take this leap now. I did not read that. I did not read the leap thing before I was saying that, you guys. It says again, Gabriel is here to tell you that your soul longs to take this leap now. Be aware that true communication includes how you speak to yourself. So never deny your profound integral value. You guys, I've read the book Dying to Be Me, and she talks about when she passes away, when she is in this death state and she is traveling on the other side, she sees a tapestry. And in this, it's not just like she sees it. It's a feeling and knowing it. It's like she's a thread in this tapestry of creation. And without her, this thread, all of the creation will fall apart. We are into every single one of us. Don't doubt. If he can make these mountains and this earth and this universe and the sky, how could you're part of that creation? How could there be a mistake there, you guys? There is no way that you can be a mistake or that he did something wrong with you. Open your eyes. You are a perfect, amazing being as you are, and you are here to experience this. Okay, let me finish this. JJ's lost in the matrix, okay? It says you have, Gabriel is here to tell you, okay, that you, your soul longs to take this leap now. Speak up for yourself. Never deny your profound integral value. Speak up for yourself. Write in your journal. Let your words flow. Your journal is your podcast. That's how you were letting your words flow today. Now is the time to express yourself freely and fully, and the universe always honors your choice to do so. All of this is in divine timing. I stepped into your room when you started for a reason. I thought you had been going for a while. I seen it was only a couple people. We all have these conversations. We all meet certain people. We all have these certain things happen, good, bad, ugly, to push us to the right path, to push us to the purpose that we are meant to fulfill. This card also indicates a communication project coming up. Are you about to blow up with this podcast? I'm wondering. Or a time of heightened communication with spirit and telepathy with others. So what I'm feeling, you are going to start stepping into your power. You are highly psychic and intuitive. And as you start to teach yourself and learn with all these tools, the ancient knowledge that has been here, as well as exercising with whatever meditation or finding your truth, you know, just getting in the now and harnessing that power, you are going to be influencing a lot of people. You already have. You already have told me today. You already have said you help spiritually counsel these damaged souls that you are transporting to be imprisoned for who knows how long. You are setting that foundation, baby, for how they're
time in there is going to go. Some of them may not listen when you're sitting there riding with them. Know that your words penetrate through them as they come down, as they are sitting in there for days upon weeks upon years. You touch people, mommy. You do.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I'm nothing but the truth and nothing but spirit.
And yes, like I said, that energy will come back on you tenfold. So whatever you're putting out there, whether it be negative or positive, that comes back to you tenfold or even more.
Yes, I believe
you're put, whatever energy you put out comes back to you.
You know what I learned with people is that I don't gain. I don't gain and I don't lose. That's the thing. You're like, people got to understand you can't be afraid to speak your truth. You can't be afraid to lose people because you're being truthful. Who's there to
speak? You're losing the right people to find the right people.
Yes. You're absolutely right. And, you know, even, you know, things that's going on in my household, it's not fair and it's not right. But you know what? They're not getting by. They're not getting over because I catch it. I don't speak on it, but I catch it. I see.
You're aware of what's going on.
Yes.
You see through the bullshit. You see through that negative energy and you know you want better. And you just, you knowing that and you living in your truth, JJ, is going to set that example. And yeah, you might have the people that come back and talk crap on you later. Like,
and that's okay.
You come from nothing and you go to have a lot. You're going to have some haters. Like, look at her being all snobby now or whatever. Just know that you are touching them in some way. It may seem negative now, but they'll start to realize slowly there's seeds being planted at every moment. As you walk along, your seeds are being sprinkled by your example. Do you want to grow? What do you want to grow?
To people, like, I just want me to grow personally, mentally, spiritually.
And what is that? What do you exude, JJ? You exude nothing but love, mama.
Yeah,
that's what you want to grow. You're sprinkling these seeds of love wherever you go.
Yeah.
And even if you see them sprout and blossom or not,
that's okay.
These seeds are there.
And don't worry. I'm learning to plant the seed and not even worry about seeing it grow. You know what I'm saying? I don't have to see it grow. I know it will grow and I know it will bear fruits and I know I will harvest from them. Sometimes it's not for me to get the word.
You don't have to worry because when you worry, that's when you're hanging on to something. That's where there's that negative energy. You just go and you have this knowing that everything happens with its divine timing and its divine purpose. And you may... So you've lived in this scarcity and like, I'm not going to have this money, but you slowly start shift. You know, the universe looks out for me. Like everything starts to happen. Like, you know, something always ends up. I end up getting, somebody gives me like $20 here and I'm able to pay that bill or whatever it may be. It always ends up happening. And once you slowly realize that and you're like, so why do I worry? Why do I put myself through that stress when it always ends up working out? Well, why do, okay, let's let that go. Yeah, it's not the best of a circumstance, but you know, if I worry about it, I'm not going to do anything. It's not helping the situation.
Everything,
so you continue
even
to grow.
Bad works for my good. Everything bad.
That's why we shift our focus to the positive. Good. It may not be a right situation, but shift to the positive. Okay, I know I don't like that. So what are we going to focus on? What do we want to bring to us? Let's focus on that. What's the next step to get that? All right, we're going to go. Baby steps, baby steps. It's not always easy. But we got to continue to progress, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Bang! So I feel like I'm going to pull a life purpose card for you. If Cha-Cha's still here, she's the wonderful one that had me get those cards.
The life purpose is to serve the people.
The life purpose. We know this, but let's just see what the cards are going to tell us. The kid just woke up from his night.
Aww.
Yeah. He got to sleep until 12. Look at my spoiled child, you guys. Ooh. I love these cards, yo. I'm going to take a picture of the deck, and it's like green on there. on the back of the cards, and it has this beautiful angel, and she's so creative. She's got paint in her hand, and she has the world is her canvas, and she's creating whatever she would like. It's so beautiful. I'm shuffling these beautiful cards, and we're going to see what type of life purpose the cards hold for JJ. She already knows. I have a feeling, too.
Yeah.
I know she's here to teach and to help heal. She's definitely an energy worker and a light worker. She is a spiritual warrior in this energetic warfare that we are battling here on this plane. It says support. Life purpose fully supports you. You are supported in your purpose. So you know on the prescription, and it has the wings and then the serpents both going up, you know? So, Ace, you're not supposed to be working. That's funny. So, not at this moment anyways. You have support. Your life purpose fully supports you. You are here to heal. That staff that he's holding, and I will take a picture of it, is like the prescription, you know, you see on the prescriptions and everything. It's crazy. We were just talking about how you are here to support people and help them heal and grow, right?
Yeah.
I didn't even have to look at the book to find where the page is. I opened the book and it supports right there. So this is just confirmation after confirmation, right? You've drawn this card as a sign that you're fully supported energetically, Mama. This is what you've been preaching all day. You feel that army of spirit warriors and energy behind you.
What I tell you earlier today on my podcast that I'm backed up
and it's so funny. I swear I don't look for these cards. I can't wait for a camera so you guys can see as I randomly pull these cards. They just, you know what I'm saying? And it's just, there's no such thing as coincidence. It's all synchronicity. We are all connected. The energy connects us all. We are all part of the whole. And the message that you need will come when you need it. It will tell you over and over. I could get another deck of cards and shuffle, and the same message will come for JJ. I guarantee what she needs to hear. As long as you fully commit to your life purpose, hold positive intentions and follow your divine guidance, you are fully supported. You may feel insecure about making a career transition. JJ, ooh, girl.
Ooh,
what was I just saying?
Crazy, because girl, you know, I want to let go of law enforcement. I want to let it go. It's time. But I said I'm due 2 to 3 years. 2 to 3 years, I'm going to serve, and then I'm done. I'm done with it. I'm turning.
Okay, listen. Let's listen what this card is telling you. You're going to be doing stuff along with this, right? You've got some steps to take. I know it's not going to be easy. You've got a lot on your plate, Mama. We are here to support you, whatever you need, okay? Just to let you know. But it says, you may feel insecure about making a career transition. Perhaps you feel stuck in a job that offers financial security with a few other rewards. Maybe you've outgrown a profession that's once fascinated you, or you could be wondering how to build a financial foundation for your spiritually based business.
Yes.
Girl, this is your card.
This is what I've been... That's crazy. I'm working towards that right now.
The angels ask that you lean upon them as trustworthy business partners who illuminate and support your path. JJ, it's showing yourself. It's showing itself. Why you think you had to get on that pod today first thing, Mama? Why you think you got so many listeners in such a short time and were so engaged in the conversation that you were having? This message that you hold and the way that you are able to project it with such confidence and power, you need to be doing this. You need to. For you and for others.
Yes.
The angels ask that you lean upon them as trustworthy business partners who illuminate and support your path. Your role is to continually talk with them, silently is fine, about your hopes, your dreams, your expectations, your insecurities, and every other issue. You've got to tell them everything, JJ. You know that they are your army, so know that you can connect with them at any moment. Right. You'll listen to their answers more, and you will get stronger as you as these feelings and ideas and these signs are going to start to show themselves to you. John, thank you so much. I appreciate you. Start listening to these signs. You already see them, but start listening and following them.
Right.
Instead of just like, I see you. Yeah, I know. I see you. Yeah, I know.
Right.
Start following these breadcrumbs instead of just acknowledging them, okay?
Right.
If you're unsure whether this guidance is accurate, you're not, request additional signs, which you'll get until you start doing it. like the world's best coworkers, the angels only have your happiness and your peace of mind and your best interest at heart. You're going to continually keep like butting up and you're going to keep feeling this frustration until you finally fall into it and you flow with it. Stop like telling it, wait. Because once you decide to flow with it, there's going to be so many paths that show themselves to you.
Right.
That it's going to be so easy to just fall out of the career that you cannot stand anymore.
Man, oh my God. Because this law enforcement, I battle against, I know what law enforcement do to people. I'm against it, but I work it because this just, what I'm used to working.
It's security. It's security, babe. The financial security. It gives you the freedom to help your family. It gives you the freedom to have your own things. It gives you the freedom to do certain things, but it also takes away that freedom to follow your life purpose.
Yes, yes. Limit me as a person and limit me spiritually. And
yes.
I cannot help people to a certain degree because I have followed the law and order.
Right.
I'll tell you what, the things that I do with people.
You need to start taking these steps, mommy. You got to take these steps because you're going to keep your, when you're in this battle with your work, and now it's not consistent, but it's once in a while when you start to feel spiritually stepped upon, like they're stepping on your morals and your boundaries, right? Again, boundaries. Right, and you start to feel this like itch in your throat, or like it's tightening up, and you can't speak your truth, and it's frustrating. It's gonna keep on, and it's gonna grow. Feelings buried alive never die. They manifest in some sort of physical ailment. As I was saying in Jod's podcast earlier, when we're angry, when we're frustrated, when we're sad, our bodies produce a certain chemical. We're in the survival mode. It produces a chemical and we get addicted to these chemicals. We got to train ourselves to go for what brings us solace, come out of love instead of fear. And those feelings we'll be able to just be, instead of constantly think, oh, I can't sit here and meditate. I got to go and do this and do that and do this. We are meant to be right now, not in the future, not, oh shit, look at what I did in the past. Now I'm fucking here. No, you're in control of right now. Take control of right now and create your future. You will get sick if you don't follow your truth.
Yes. I believe that.
I kind of feel like COVID has been like an eye-opener. Isn't it funny that it like hinders our ability to breathe and kind of speak up for ourselves? That's what we've been following what we should do for so long. It's opened us up so much to the possibility of what can be here. Look at it in a better light. We have time to actually follow things. Some of us have, I wouldn't have been able to do this. COVID's allowed you to see some things that we probably wouldn't have seen before. I honestly don't know, because it's happened so many times, and yeah, that was an intense thing, don't get me wrong, but would so many people have been paying attention to the situation with George Floyd if so many people wouldn't have been off of work and able to sit there and see these things over and over? Like, everything is in divine timing, you guys, and it's not... There is pain in this world, and we have to feel this pain to know the feeling of peace and joy, right? We have to grow. Yes, it's a possibility for growth. We know what we don't want in this world. We have been it's been smacked up against us over and over, right? So now it's up to us to let our boundaries be known, speak our truth, and be supported by the universe. These cards are not just for you, JJ. Yes, they're speaking to you. They're for every one of us. Finding our boundaries, speaking our truth, and we will find support in that, you guys. Once we band together, we are united in this front. Whether you like to acknowledge it or not, we do have the illusion of separation here. We do, you guys, and it's deep. But we can heal that, and we can come together out of love. Love conquers all, baby. I love you, Ace. I see you staring at me like that. So I am trying to find your email real quick, JJ, so you can see these cards. And it's on my phone. That's why it's taking me a moment. Oh, I see what I can do now. Okay, I'll text. So how's everybody feeling? I don't see you right now, but I want you to know. I'm sending JJ these cards so she can see. All right. So how's everybody feeling today? You feeling cray cray today? Oh, I don't know you. Yeah, so you said that I can come into your podcast and then leave you alone from then on out. It's not that I haven't been chasing you around for this, Ace. You just keep looking at me all crazy because you feel it. I don't control the energy. I know. Your energy is crazy. That's why. You want me to pull for you, Yana? Oh, it's JJ. Archer's here. Welcome, Archer.
Hello.
How you feeling?
I'm doing good. I'm wondering when I'm up.
You're up? We had JJ.
JJ killing it right now. I'm like, oh, shoot. I don't know if you're talking to JJ or me. I'm trying to figure it out. I open my heart
but
up
see,
too much,
like,
I
that's
guess.
The
I don't
thing.
Know.
JJ's... messages is for every single one of us in this room. Anybody that heard the same messages as JJ and it resonated with you, you felt that chill. You felt that, wait, what? Did she just look at me when she said that? When you feel that, that is definitely that energy calling to you. That's telling you, yes, that's resonating with you, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's up, Yana girl?
Hey, what's up?
Who's got music on?
Me, my bad. I'm on daddy duty.
Uh-oh. What's up, Yana girl?
What's up?
How you feeling?
I'm feeling okay. How are you?
I'm good. So, we pulled a card privately yesterday.
Yeah.
Was it yesterday? Yeah, it was yesterday, huh?
It was yesterday. A lot happened yesterday. But yes, it was yesterday.
And how did that feel?
It was accurate. For sure.
And more stuff happened?
Yeah, that confirmed it. But yeah.
I love the confirmations. And I told, like, you guys, if it ever, and if you don't want to say what happened or whatever, just message me, Poe. Yeah, you were right. Whatever. I have self-doubt and insecurity as well. When I'm doing the actual readings, I have no inhibitions. I don't think of it. I simply get in the flow. But after, I'm like, I wonder if that really made sense to them, if they were just entertaining me at the moment. I know that you guys aren't, and you're not going to be like, ha-ha, Poe, whatever, ha-ha, laugh in my face and you, whatever. But Yeah.
Thank you for
my I just really like to know what happened, Jay?
I said thank you for my reading. I really appreciate it.
Oh, Jay.
No problem. Did you see the cards?
I haven't checked my email yet, but I will in a little bit.
No, it's not. It's a text.
Oh, okay. Hold on. You know my phone's been acting crazy.
You good? I just want to hear your reaction to the look of them.
Man, that's pretty powerful.
Yep. He's giving you that power, that orb of blue light to help you speak your truth, Mama. Yes, sir. All right, so let's see. I feel like I'm gonna pull a soul coaching for Archer, and then Yana, you need a postcard from Spirit, Mama. You feel it too? Okay, we'll get the soul coaching, Archer.
I'm sorry.
Huh?
JJ feels my energy.
I feel her energy.
She feels a little bit like she's... Why can't I just grasp that? You feel like you're just missing that one... Like that one little thing is gonna help me grasp it so much.
Energy, but I feel like you have answers. There's answers around you at all times. Mm-hmm. Just don't overlook them, because your answers come to you.
Very true.
Yana.
Hmm?
Huh? What have we talked about privately about you having some gifts and not fully being able to embrace them due to outside experiences, but realize, see, she recognizes it too.
Yes, but that's the beauty of it.
You guys are right. I'm the biggest problem.
2K, I got you another reading. We did a long reading yesterday. That's why I'm allowing Archer and Yana. We will definitely do another one. Anybody else that wants a reading, a full in-depth reading, I will work with you. I understand what it's like to not have money. Okay? I understand what it's like to struggle. As long as you don't try to take advantage of me, which I can feel energy.
Right.
Just so you know. As long as you're not trying to take advantage, I am more than willing to work with you in order to pull any message that you may need. Because this is not just about money, okay? This is about helping to heal the world.
I got you, boo.
We are all in this spiritual shift. Yana, JJ, there's a few of us light workers. We need to do some like exercises between us. Ace, we need to do some exercises between us. I feel like we can grow some powerful energy.
I'm with it.
No, Ace, not even on here, babe. You already know, not even on here. But I want to help you protect yourself, baby, first and foremost, okay? I feel your tears, babe. I love you. Okay, so we got the soul coaching card, and I have the top card for you, Archer. You ready? I know, but I feel your energy, that's why. Archer, energy. Energy is what I pulled for you, sir. Energy. Let me go to, I want to take a picture of this for you.
I'm going to go, but I'll come back on here later. I got to get some housework.
Definitely. I will talk to you. I will hit you up in a
little
while.
I got your number, so, most definitely I will keep in touch.
Definitely, girl. We're building this a huge foundation of spiritual strength and foundation for the world. Okay, let's see. I'm trying to... Sorry, guys. My... I don't know why it just gives me all these freaking...
But before I go, Yana, I just want to tell you this, is that there are some things that you don't want to let go that you need to let go. You need to release. You need to.
That's very true.
It's some decisions that you need to make at this very point. And it's okay because I feel like you're scared and you're unsure. But I see that your plans are going to work out. So trust in yourself. There's no need to doubt. There's no need to worry because you've always been okay. You've always been. You're just like me. I don't even know what you're going through, but I feel it and I see it. And I'm just letting you know that you're going to be okay. Whatever business opportunities that you're trying to do, you need to put that into yourself. Whatever is going on, girl. Whatever is going
on. JJ, because like, just I want you to know you're extremely on point, and this is just, you know, I think I've been telling Yana the same thing.
Like, that's the thing.
Privately, women, we have, me and Yana have good conversations, but yes, you're getting confirmation over and over.
We are the light. We are the light. And my thing is that, you know, I don't have to know you to understand you. You know, I don't have to be there with you physically to see and understand. But trust me, I was where you was. And it's going to take baby steps because change don't happen overnight. But once you get aligned with yourself, honey, there's going to be blessings and overflow and gratitude. And you got to start thanking spirit and not these earthly world things because they're only temporary satisfactions. And that's why we
stop being impatient, Yana. Stop being impatient for that. You got to be patient with yourself first. Yes, patience with yourself, yes, mama.
Yes.
That's true.
Stop rushing yourself.
Because I feel like you have a job to do and you have a duty too. Like, you're very strong.
She knows.
I feel your energy.
Yes,
you're very strong. You're a light worker too. You just don't know it.
Yes. Oh, she's embracing it
and
lately.
The crazy,
yes,
part about,
yes,
it is that you felt all this pain in your life, but it was only to get you to where you are right now. Like, think about all the pain that you've felt. And I feel like you've been manipulated at its best.
Mm-hmm. Yana, she's telling you everything I've told you over the last 2 months, mama.
Yeah, no.
You're missing 5 minutes.
I'm just taking it in. Because she's saying,
hey, you got this. Really, yeah. I don't have to know you. It's a lot of things, y'all. Like, let me tell y'all, at my job, they have been really trying to put video camera in my phone, I mean, in my car, and the mic in my car to work because they want to see what I'm doing and how I'm doing it. But guess what? It didn't work because when they gave me my new car, from somewhere in higher orders, they were told to disconnect the video in my car and the mic. But they were pushing for me to be in a car where surveillance, and I couldn't be able to talk to people how I needed to talk to them because, you know, that's spiritual works that I do. Now I can do my shit.
Spirit wanted... There's somebody that's looking out for you, JJ, in your work that you don't realize is a light worker. Now you're going to, yes, be aware now, yes, that I'm telling you this, but that's why that happened, just so you know.
Our orders. I'm telling you, y'all, there's some deep demonic shit at my job, and I know they be after my ass constantly, and I
and
know
look,
I'm protected because
energy never dies. That energy is there. Yep. The only way that JJ can do anything about it is using her alchemist tendencies to transmute that energy into positive,
yes,
and that's why,
yes,
she's
I
where
do.
She is at the moment.
I
that's
really
why she's already made
energy.
That decision to stay there for the moment because she still has some transmutation to take care of in this place. But she's got bigger things that are going to happen. Just saying. She knows this, but these bigger things are happening. This card, energy. And I, like I said, these cards, yes, maybe specifically for each you, like the purpose and the throat chakra is specifically for you. But again, I'm saying it's for every one of you that are in this room right now. We are attracted for a reason to this specific moment in time. As John has confirmed, time is an illusion. It's a man-made construct we have right now. Now, the card I pulled for Archer is energy. Healing energy and immense vitality flow through me easily and effortlessly. Confirmation, Archer, again, from what I pulled for you the other day, the card is telling you that you have a great foundation for progressing and bringing awareness to the world. This is just
Archer
confirming
is a king.
That. Again,
he's a
this
king and don't
energy
even know it.
That you're putting forth, he doubted himself, and he slowly, like, and he didn't show it recently, but he still had some doubt that he's been dealing with, but it's slow, he's bursting out of it. He's slowly bursting through. It says vitality, health, healing, and passion. These qualities are expanding in your life. Archer, you're a healer and a channel for the life force of the universe. You are bringing together these people. You are bringing together these people for a reason, babe. Your ability to sense energy field is increasing dramatically. Dramatically. Archer, you're bringing together so many people through your lives, through your Instagram. You've been on this road for a while, and you know
but
that it hasn't shown you what you want it to show you yet, but there is a reason for this. These lessons you have gained on this path are for a reason. Your soul wants you to know when you hold back those feelings of regret, when you repress them, you will become drained. You have to let the energy flow through. You can't let it be stagnant. Okay? I love you, JJ. When you hold back and repress what you feel, your body and spirit become drained. When you try to please everyone and deny yourself, your life force wanes. Yes, you are projecting. You are helping and uniting a lot of people. Like I said, recharge yourself. Going back to make sure you ground yourself. Fully connect with the energy of the earth. Open yourself up to the energy of the universe and just feel that flowing through you, okay? If you strive to meet everyone's expectations but forget to honor your own needs, your energy field becomes dull. JJ, that's super funny. Your energy becomes dull. This is another message for you. Like I said, it's for everybody, you guys. Allowing your emotions and needs the freedom to spontaneously be expressed causes waves of energy to expand inside of you. Running on your own resources, it's easy to become drained. However, letting the divine light of Creator flow through you will easily replenish your soul. Creator created this earth. That's why I say go barefoot, connect. You are part of the creation. Connect with the universe. Creator created the universe. Become one, right? Connect with all of the universe. Connect with Creator. That light, that energy will flow through you and heal you, babe. Healing energy and immense vitality flow through me easily and effortlessly. Continue your affirmation, Archer. Definitely. But this is a confirmation of what I told you. You were meant to do amazing things. We are all... Now, don't be fooled that I'm telling so many people this. This is a time, you guys. You feel the shift. This COVID. This worldwide uprising against the injustices of our spirits and our souls. You guys, this is a major time, and we are all here. We have chosen to be in this crazy, immense battle for our humanity, our souls. Because we are all connected. That energy is all one. Curio, welcome, welcome. Thank you, thank you. We are all connected through this energy. We are all part of the same whole. Whether it be positive or negative, it's what you choose to focus on, where you're going to continue to follow, right? You got to follow the positive, the love, the light, because that's what we truly are. That is what Creator is. We were created out of love. If it don't feel right, that hate, that anger, that frustration, it gives you a pit in your stomach. You feel that weird energy. It's not good. It's not from Creator. It created out of love and light, right? Just saying. Whew. How y'all feeling? Let me get a drink.
I'm feeling glad the phone was on mute so y'all couldn't hear a brother over crying. This is some bullshit. I'm just going to tell you, like, wow. What the fuck? Everything was spot on because I was going through some shit the last couple of days because I give so much because I care. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know why the fuck I care so much, but I do. and I feel like I could help everybody. And in the process, like I say, I just start cutting people off because I'd be like, that shit is draining. Because I'm like,
it is.
Like I didn't even have to allow people to be, because like I say, to love me, to know me is to love me. So that's why I give bits and pieces of who I am, because I know people don't always got your best interest at hand. It's them coattailers, you know, the people that like to run around and just, like you say, energy vampires are real. So yes. I legit just be trying to stay to myself, but like I just was drained like a motherfucker. That's like the last 48 hours because, like you said, other people's shit, being an empath, that shit can, you know, transfer over to you. You don't even know it. They done dumped all their shit on you. They feeling good as fuck. And you sitting here with that I eat ass face like, what the fuck is going on here? And I've been feeling like that. But
so this is where you got to remember, it's we coming to Poetics Podcast and getting that recharge of energy, that's awesome. I am so grateful and thankful, and I appreciate every single one of you for allowing me to do this for you. I totally do. This is exactly what I know I should be doing. However, you guys are powerful. You are such amazing beings. You can clear your own energy. You can get that recharge for yourself. It's got to be a ritual every day, you guys. We got to make it a habit. Self-love, when we heal ourselves, when we love ourselves, that's when we heal the world. Everything you see is yourself projected out. So what you see in others is something that you find in yourself. Why are you seeing that? Why is that hitting you so hard? That's when you take that time to go within and see, why is that hitting that emotion so hard? Does that have anything to do with your existence? Are they going to influence how you live your life? Well, why? Why give that power away? Is it giving your power away? Are you taking control of it? Go within. Yes. Be conscious about it. Definitely. Take conscious actions. Be conscious in your thoughts. Be conscious in your movement. In your, what are you feeling? Be conscious of those feelings, because the feelings are the indicator. You feeling good right now? You're going on the right path. If is it feeling shitty? Well, let's take a moment and see, why is it feeling shitty? All it takes is that awareness and that consciousness and that moment to take a deep breath and become aware. That's not my shit. Okay. Connect with the earth. Just let it all go and let the energy recharge you, because we are part of the universe and you can consistently be recharged, you guys. Does that help you, Archer? I hope so.
Oh, yeah. It definitely resonated and definitely was on point. I'm outside standing barefoot in the grass right now, so I'm chilling. So just get back to basics. We already know this, but we unlearning shit, so. It's a process.
We got to reprogram in the false programming that has been given to us by our by life, right? Nobody intended to, like by the loved ones that we know, our families, they program us. Some of it's good, some of it probably not so much, but we got to reprogram ourselves for the better, you guys. Welcome, Looney Tunes. You guys, welcome to the Holy Podcast, Holy Shift Podcast. We are shifting from fear and frustration and anger to love and positivity and joy. And we're uniting and collaborating to build a foundation of spiritual strength for every one of the souls that are here on earth and that we encounter in the future, right? I grabbed my postcards from Spirit. Thank you, Archer, so much for allowing me to read you. I'm glad that you got what you needed, babe. And remember, you're powerful, dude. You are a light worker. You're going to have to recharge your light sometimes, okay?
Message. Thank you so very much for your time and your energy. Y'all be blessed.
No problem. All right, Yana. I got your cards, babe. We got the Spirit. The postcards from Spirit. If you guys want to check me out, go to holeshift.com. I will type it in. You can connect with me either on Facebook, on Instagram, Twitter, or even just my email. I do private readings. I have a PayPal, Cash App, whatever you guys, if you want to donate, it is going back to the cause to further the movement. I appreciate you all, and we're shuffling the postcards from Spirit for Yana Kai, because she's got some good messages lately, but she needs a few more. She needs a little bit more guidance, and she needs to light a fire under her. She needs to reignite that purpose she has, because she has the, you guys, she has that candle. She knows she has that purpose. She knows it. But she hasn't been able to find that spark to light that fire. There's something there that's missing that hasn't allowed it to just flourish. You know what I'm saying? Thank you so much, Curio. I appreciate it. You like it? Yo, I was so frustrated dealing with that damn site. Finally got it up. Everything's in divine timing, though, you guys. Everything is in perfect timing. And I'm glad it happened the way it did. All right, babe, we're going to cut these cards in half. And we got the top one. It's a greenish and yellow golden color. And again, like I said yesterday, the cards ask you to put forth a question or some guidance. Or some topic that you would like guidance on, or if you just want a general read, whatever your intention is, that's what I connect with, that energy of that question or the guidance, and we pull the card. And so now these cards are just your higher self, your angels, whatever you consider it to be. That is what this card, that's who this postcard is coming from. And it's a paragraph. So if I stop or spit some stuff in between, I will do that like my regular. But it's not a typical deck to where it has a book that comes with it and a picture. It's just simply a card, some words from Spirit. It says, "Dear you, now is one of those times you're being asked to add some distance. Take a step back and do nothing but observe." Whew, if this isn't accurate, girl, haven't I just told you? And hasn't just JJ told you? You got to find it within mama. Whew, okay, don't worry about how long it will take to regroup. Just know it's temporary and actually an opportunity to take a breath, slow down, and look at how far you have come. Again, just confirming what JJ told you, you know, you're not that same person you were. You've grown and you've come so far, even though you don't feel like you've progressed. Look, take a step back. Like I told Zach, look at a year or two ago. You were not that same person, mama. You're not allowing your power to be taken away no more. Mm-hmm. Realize that. And acknowledge it and give yourself credit for it, Yana. Decisions for the highest good are made when you have clarity. Allow yourself to get clear. That's, you know what? That's what the dull feeling was, I feel like. She feels like you're dull, like your vision is dull. You can't see the bright colors, the brilliance. You got to clear out all the bullshit, baby. Clear out that fog and the drama, okay? Decisions for the highest good are made when you have clarity, which comes from being open to information from both the intellectual and the intuition. Stop just coming from your brain. You have to listen to your gut again, coming back to that gut feeling. That's when Spirit is speaking to you, Mama. When you step into the role of observer, it's as if, again, taking that time to be aware and conscious, right? It's as if you turn on a switch that allows your soul to be an essential part the information gathering and decision-making process. Listen to your body. Listen to the little clues. Look and be aware of the little symbols that are telling you things, Yana. You see these and you feel it. You feel that in your gut, Mama. I know you do, and you tell me you do. So stop ignoring that shit. For real. In this way, you can approach things from a more neutral and non-judgmental place. So you're not so caught up in the emotion of the event. You know what I'm saying? Because it's hard, especially as women. We are emotional creatures. I'll be the first to admit. However, we've got to sometimes take a step away from that. We know you'll make the right choice. We as spirit, as your guides, Mama, we know you will make the right choice. Trust us when we say now is not the time to get too close to the fray. That's saying, forget the dudes right now, Mama, forget them. They're not on your mindset right now. You got bigger fish to fry at the moment. Step back now. You'll be glad that you did. Love you is the last words of that card. So that's just confirmation of what you've got to do. You've got to love Yana first. Find that true, unconditional love for yourself, Mama, and your power and how you've gotten to where you needed to be. You've done all that. Yeah, you've had support, but you have done all that. Don't give it away no more. Mm-mm. I know it's hard.
I'm just taking it in.
You're getting your confirmation like tenfold right now. You know that.
I know, right? Everybody.
Lo gave it everybody to you, JJ, then JJ again, and then the cards. Your spirit is telling your ass to listen, girl.
Chill out.
There, I sent her postcard, you guys. Love you. That bottom line right there.
Yeah, that's facts. Archer was telling me too.
It's hard to love ourselves sometimes because we have been here through all our faults. We know all our thought processes and all that, but we got to realize we did all these things in the past to gain this experience, to bring us where we are today. And a simple shift of our own perspective on ourselves, once we give ourselves power and credit, it allows you to become even bigger. If you're not giving yourself that acknowledgement that you've done all this stuff and you've overcome all these things, then your soul deep down, your true self is going to be like, what's, you know, I'm not getting the credit. I'm not going to keep showing, you know. Give yourself credit, and then you give yourself room to blossom even bigger and grow farther. What are we going to agree on, Eric?
Yeah,
exactly. Definitely. Definitely. Cool. Is there somebody in here that I don't see typing?
What you mean?
Because I see Obscure Curio, and then I see Eric. I don't know, you guys. No one wants to talk. I know, we've got 18 people in here. We've got the energy is so potent. People are just like, wow.
So strong today, though, coming from low tide to here. It's been a lot.
Yo, Lowe's energy, that was amazing, though.
Yes, it was. It was. It was a lot. It's just a lot.
And you know the resonance is going crazy. Okay, so we're going to go there right now. We're going to go to this site, and the Schumann resonance, which is the energy frequency of the earth, it's measured in a few different places. Research scientists do measure it and keep a log of it, and it's taken a minute to load. So it's usually 7 point something. The frequency max has been 7.9 today, amplitude 36. I don't know the exact science to it, but you can go to disclosurenews.it/en/Schumann resonance, I believe. But you can Google it, Schumann resonance. It's Disclosure Italia or something like that. It says the frequency is low, but the vibrations have peaked. So it's usually about a 8 to 10. Power's been up to 62 today. Currently it's at 62 maximum value. It's just, it tells me that things are shifting on Earth energetically, and we are part of Mom. We're part of the Earth, right? And so we're going to feel these different shifts as well. I see you, Juju. Ace, you eating lunch? What's for lunch? Again, welcome, you guys. There's T. What's up, T? How you doing? I miss him.
Oh,
special character T. Yo, if you guys have not seen his Instagram, he posted a story, and I don't know if it's still there, but he stood, and now I heard his story, and it was powerful. I love you, T. I'm gonna gas you up right now. Please be safe. I know you will, and smart, but he's been on the front lines, you guys. He is a veteran. T is a vet. And he wore his army fatigues, and he like was overcome with spirit, with this energy, when he was on the front lines about a week ago, I think. And all he remembers is being kind of shifted like into awareness. I feel like he was actually on another plane, a dimension, when he stood for 3 hours with his fist up and his eyes bawling out just for the whole cause, and just that stance. He had people from all over news places taking pictures and putting them out there, and it was a real symbol of the power that somebody can have when we're touched, you know, and coming out of love and unity. It was beautiful, and I'm proud to know you, T. Proud. And I do love you just exactly. He posted something like, I love you. And you may say, how can I love you if I don't know you? But I love you. I don't know. I don't know the exact words, but I told him I love you too, because I say the same thing. I actually do love each and every one of you. The energy is powerful. The frequency is intense. Yes, girl. So let's see. Let's grab this little starseed deck and wrap it up with a little nugget of knowledge from this little deck. Okay, you guys, we may come back up later. If not, we can do a reading in somebody else's pod. We'll be back tomorrow. I feel like we'll do the 11-11 for at least a daily card read, and I will post that card for the day, boundaries. I'll post that like I usually do on the Instagram and whatnot, as well as with the starseed deck, the starseed card. So, all right, you guys, you ready? Oh, thank you, T. I love you. T, W, or wholeeshift.com. It's up, bro. I don't know if you've seen it.
The .com works.
But now. I got the website up.
So, it worked.
Who said say less?
My T there. You can't see?
Okay, hold on. Oh, say less. You're the best. I can hear you.
Oh.
Hey, T baby. Hold on. All right.
Hey, Poetic.
You're loud, baby. How are you, honey?
Is this better?
A little bit. How you doing, honey?
I'm good.
We're How just are wrapping you? Things up here. I'm doing good. Did you feel the energy of the room? How you feel about it all?
Good. I just had to kick out my nephew because he wanted to get out of my room.
And getting boundaries, right? Even our youngins are setting boundaries for themselves. Look at that, you guys.
Hey, he's 8 years old, so.
So, I pulled the card, you guys, for the Starseed deck as Transcendence. How powerful this whole day has been about energy and transcending our limitations, it says. Transcend your mind's limitations and allow your soul's light to truly shine. Let go of those limits you put on yourself. Set your boundaries, but go for your goals. Transcend that false story story that you are telling yourself. I love you, T baby. I'm gonna disconnect because we're gonna close it up here, babe. But know your limit or transcend your mind's limitations. Okay, don't limit yourself. Know your boundaries with other people, but transcend your fears and your doubts. And find what your purpose is. You know this. You already have all the knowledge you need. You have to go within. Listen to that voice. That is Creator. That's God. That's Jah. Whatever you may call it. That is what it is. You have to follow that truth. If it feels like it's good for you, if you're coming out of love and not harming other people, or yourself, you're following your true path. Flow. Be in the moment. Don't give your power away. Shift from fear and frustration and anger to love and joy. Let's unite everybody, you guys. We're building this movement one day, one soul, one spirit at a time. And I appreciate every single one of you for coming in, for allowing yourselves to be vulnerable, to allow me to connect with your energy, because every single one of you have allowed me to connect with you today, whether we had some positive or negative energy in here, they have been affected. I hope you understand that. Everybody does love everybody, even if they don't show it. Let's show that. Hashtag everybody love everybody. Let's come out of love. Lou, almost everything. Everybody check out Crumbs, Jimmy Crumbs, the Crumbcast, I believe tomorrow morning. Yana Kai has her awesome Freestyle Fridays, you guys. She gets it done. Low Love's been taking us on a trip, transcending the negativity and leaving all of it in the water at the ocean and just letting that good positive energy flow over us. Curio's been getting us, distracting us from the drama and making us laugh. Him and Wampus are... You guys are like, you have no idea how similar to my brothers you guys are. It's ridiculous. Old Man Chit Chat, he's a great guy. JJ, Slightly Serious, is amazing. We got to go on there and allow him to tell everybody about the website. He did tell me he wanted to show everybody. John DeVito is a magical human being fighting for injustice against people that have been wrongly convicted on some, you know. He's got more information. Curio, 40 minutes. Raw Report, I think next week. I don't know if Yazzie or 2K is in here. Lyrical Laxatives, yes. Pamela Smart Story, you guys look it up. 30 minutes. Curio's going to go on, you guys. I don't know if anybody else is on right now. It doesn't allow me to look. Show everybody love. We have a Podbean family here. Every single one of you that I tell you I love you, I really do. Yes, go to Cracks, the Talking Corner. Ralph Williams, the Ralph Williams podcast. He is amazing. He is one that has inspired me to do the PayPal, which then led me to do these other things. Paw God inspired me to do this podcast. I completely appreciate him. Lola, unapologetically, shit. Ace, what is it? Where's she at? Looney. Taz, everybody, yes, we're a huge family. If I forget y'all, don't yell at me. I'll take it. I'll remember next time if you yell at me now. Chill Jelly, yes. All them motherfuckers. I'm spiritual as fuck, you know. I can't help but cuss. Almost everything. Linga, the Pod Poets. We got Belle. We got Brian. I'm telling you, we got to get this list, you guys. Zoe from Nigeria. Yes, Zoe with her African, African Connect Radio. We've got, Amazing Light Workers, Intuitive Well-Being, just all kinds of people. Yes, I love you all. Let's go show support to Ace. I'm rambling now, you know, Airy Fairy Libra. Shifting, you guys. Shift to love. I'll see you soon.